The morning light is doing nothing it does in August here, slipping through the blinds like it's already tired of the heat. I woke up in my rented flat in Vinohrady, about 22,000 korone a month, roughly $1,000 for a modest one bedroom. And I thought, this is it. Last full day. Tomorrow, a train southeast toward Trebon and the ponds, then Český Krumlov, then Moravia and the wine harvest. But today, Prague. Today, I'm not a tourist with a checklist. I'm a resident saying goodbye. I had my coffee at a small cafe on a Mesty Miru, the kind with creaky wooden chairs and a window that catches the morning sun. A double espresso cost me about 60 korone, $2.50, and I sat there watching the trams rattle past. The 22, I think, or maybe the 9. Both of them rerouted because of the track work between Ujesd and Lazarska. All summer, it seems, Prague's been under construction. I've learned to check the detours like a local, to wait 5 extra minutes at a stop, to plan my crossings around the Lavka Bridge repairs. But this morning I didn't mind. The city was humming, and I was part of it. After coffee, I walked down to the metro at Mesty Miru, and there was again, the little sign at Flora Station, the one that says trains pass through without stopping. It's been closed since February, I'm told, for reconstruction, and it's become a kind of running joke among people in Vinohrady. You plan a route, you add 10 minutes, you shrug. I swiped my Lataka app, the only way to ride, really, and thought about how far I've come in a week. From the airport, confused, jet-lagged, to this. A person who knows that a 90-minute ticket costs about 46 korone in the app, that a monthly pass is 550, about $24, and that the city runs on a summer timetable, which means longer waits and more patience. I got off at Malostranska and climbed the stairs toward Petrin Hill. The funicular was running, and I considered it, but the walk is better. You wind up through the gardens, past the rose bushes, and suddenly the city opens up below you. The red roofs, the spires, the Vltava curving through it all like a silver thread. I've done this walk before this week, but it never gets old. I stood at the top, watching the trams crawl across the bridges, and I thought about the first day, when I'd crossed Charles Bridge in the rain, overwhelmed by the crowds. Now, on a Thursday in August, with Pride Week wrapping up, it felt less like a postcard and more like home. I sat on a bench near the observation tower for a while, just breathing. The tower's been there since 1891, a miniature Eiffel, and I'd meant to climb it, but the queue was long, and I didn't have the patience for a tourist line today. Instead, I watched a family spread a picnic on the grass, the kids chasing a ball, the parents drinking something cold from a thermos. I thought about the cost of this city, how a bowl of beef goulash with bread dumplings runs you about 180 korone, $8, how a half liter of pivo in a pub garden is 56 to 62 korone, still a bargain by European standards. And yet, the rents are climbing, the beer's gone up 50% since 2019, and there's a housing crunch that makes you think twice about staying forever. By early afternoon, the heat had settled in, sticky and relentless. I took the tram back across the river, a 12, which had been rerouted because of the Lavka Bridge repairs, so it rattled over such of most instead. The windows were open, and the air smelled of dust and warm metal. I got out at Letna, that big green plateau above the river, and made my way to the beer garden. It was packed, as always, with a mix of families, students, and people like me, clinging to the shade under the chestnut trees. I ordered a pivo, 60 korone, about $2.50, and found a spot with a view of the city spires. The Pride Parade was tomorrow, and I could see the setup starting on Stvanis Island, where it would end. I thought about staying for it, but my train was booked, and I had to move on. I let the afternoon slip away there, watching the clouds pile up over the castle. It's a strange thing, leaving a place you've just started to know. Prague is not my destination, not really. It's a gateway, a first chapter. But in a week, it's given me a rhythm. The morning coffee, the tram detours, the riverbanks at dusk, the way the city smells after rain. I've eaten at Fat Cat, a burger place near the old town, and at Uglabiku, a pub with a garden that fills up by 6. I've learned that the astronomical clock still draws a crowd every hour, that the Lenin Wall is always wet with fresh paint, and that the Jewish Quarter, Josefov, is quieter and more haunting than any museum. I've paid too much for a coffee at a tourist cafe near the Charles Bridge, and I've found the cheap Klebisek at a deli for 30 korony. I've done the paperwork, opened a bank account at Seska Sporitelna, registered my address at the Foreign Police Office, the three-day deadline, the Potvrzini o Yubidovani, all of it. But I haven't done it all. That's the thing. Prague is endless that way. I didn't make it to Divoka Sarka, that wild canyon in the north, or to the Kafka Museum, or to the top of Petrin Tower. I didn't try the Harry Potter exhibition that's apparently open at Letniny, though I heard it's worth a look if you have kids and a spare afternoon. I didn't eat a Trudelnik, that sweet chimney cake, because everyone said it was touristy, and I believed them. I left things undone, and I think that's the right way to leave a city, with a list of reasons to come back. As the evening settled in, I walked down from Letna through the park, past the giant metronome that marks the spot where a Stalin statue once stood, and along the riverbank. The Vltava was low and slow, the light turning golden, and the water taxis were ferrying people across for the Pride events. I stopped on the bridge, not Charles Bridge, but the one by Stvanis, where the swimmers sometimes race in the summer, and I watched the current slide underneath me. There's a phrase in Czech, Dobrý den, that I've heard 100 times this week, and every time it's a handshake, a nod, an invitation to be present. I said it to a woman walking her dog, and she smiled. That's Prague, I think. A city that says good day to you, and means it. For dinner, I went back to Staromesto one last time, to a small bistro called Lazenska Four Cafe, tucked near the river. I ordered the smazany ryzak, breaded schnitzel with potatoes, about 180 korony, and a beer that cost me less than a coffee in Manhattan. I sat by the window, watching the tourists drift past, their maps and selfie sticks out, and I felt a strange affection for them. They were having their first day, their first impressions, their own arrival story. I had mine a week ago. I remembered standing at the airport, tired and unsure, and I thought about how much changes in 7 days. The night ended with a final walk through the old town, past the astronomical clock, its figures still and dark at this hour, and down to Charles Bridge. It was nearly empty, which is a rare gift, and the lamps were casting long shadows on the cobblestones. I leaned against the railing and looked toward the castle, lit up like a promise. Tomorrow, the train would take me south, away from the crowds and the trams and the beer gardens, toward the ponds of Trebon, where the carp are farmed in shallow waters, and then to the vineyards of South Moravia, where the harvest would be starting soon. But tonight, I wasn't ready to say goodbye, so I didn't. I just stood there listening to the river and let Prague hold me a little while longer. When I finally turned back, I checked my watch. It was past 11, and the last tram would run in half an hour. I pulled out my phone, opened the Lataka app, and bought a 30-minute ticket. I think it was about 42 korony now, the price having gone up in January. The tram would come, the night air would cool me off, and in a few hours I'd be packing my bags. But that's a problem for the morning. Tonight, I had a city to walk through, a river to listen to, and a goodbye that felt less like an ending and more like a beginning.
Zítra, Trebon.
But tonight, Prague. Dobrý den and dobrý večer, and thank you for having me. As I crossed back over the bridge, the lights of the old town flickered behind me, and I knew I'd be back. Maybe not soon, maybe not this year, but Prague has a way of pulling you in. I'd learned that in 7 days. The music of the Vltava stays with you, like a song you can't quite forget. That's all for this one. If you're planning your own first week in Prague, do what I did. Get the Lataka app, buy the monthly pass, and don't be afraid of the Dieters. They'll take you somewhere unexpected. And if you're visiting the old town or Charles Bridge, go early before the crowds, and you'll see the city as it truly is. For now, I'm off to catch a train southeast, to Trebon and beyond. Dyki and Nashlednu. I'll see you on the road. Bye for now. No, that's not the end. Let me end properly. I walked home on a quiet street in Vinohrady, the moon high over the rooftops, and I thought about the word for goodbye in Czech, naschlednu, which literally means until we see each other again.
So, nashledanu, pro, nashledanou, listeners.
Until we meet again, wherever the road takes us.